continuing to look at limitless grace. And if we're going to participate in the restoration of all things, we really will need to be moved by the oracles of the Father's heart to know his passion and his burning desire for restoration. But that will lead us inevitably to understanding what limitless grace really is. The desire to see creation set free needs to be motivated. Having the abilities, the power to create a new reality through the limitless grace of God. God's grace is not just what Jesus did on the cross. It's not just the acronym. It's so much more than that. It is how everything is held together and how everything is formed. We need the limitless grace of God to restore darkness to light, to overcome the guilt, shame, and condemnation of sin and religion, particularly, and how that uses sin to control people, to free people from the consuming fire of purification. There is nothing that's impossible with the limitless grace of God. So we've seen that the Bible talks about lots of different ways of thinking about grace or terminologies of grace, and we looked at those consistently last time. Grace upon grace, manifold grace, greater grace, abundance of grace, surpassing grace, rich grace, lavish grace. And if it isn't lavish, it's not grace. Grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. As sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and also at our disposal creatively. And I think it's really important that we embrace the reality of how, as sons, we're creative and we need power, authority, the ability to be able to create. And grace is at the heart of that. And God spoke to me a lot about grace. So I'm going to share in this session some of the things that God said to me about grace and how I engaged that, and then how that caused me to legislate and look for this. Son, I am lavish and abundant, and my grace is ultra and unlimited. But most of my children are living in the illusion of their own do-it-yourself beliefs about me as orphans or self-made men and women. Following the pathway of the tree of life will lead us to engaging unconditional love and limitless grace. If we follow the pathway of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we will be doing things in our own strength, relying on our own understanding and our own abilities, and that will not enable us to fulfill God's purposes. Limitless grace is unconditional love fully expressed. So, and it is true that as my children think, so they live. That is why meetings the real me face to face is imperative for renewing the mind to transform their lives. It's so important. We cannot engage the reality of who we are without engaging him in who he is. And if we have a false or twisted reality or view of who God is, it will cause us to operate less than kind of lives and can get us into the depths of religion. Son, all that I am is yours. Come to me and be at rest as a son, and encourage all of my children to be the same by letting go of their slavery and orphan identity and mentality. And I want to encourage you, if you have any doubts about who you are, or if you're seeking for performance or for favor or for seeking God to do something for you because you're doing something from him, a works-based mentality, then engage him for the reality of getting free from that. Only a face-to-face encounter can bring you into the reality of who you are. Live loved, free to know, free to see, free to be, free to do, free to go. Now, this is phrases that he has shared with me over the years and have been things that I've based my life on. To live loved, which means to know that I'm unconditionally loved, will bring freedom. It will bring a freedom, a reality, a joy, a peace beyond, and it's living in rest. And then I'm free to know. Free to know what? Free to know who God is. Free to know who I am. Free to know God's purposes. Free to know my destiny. And then I'm free to see. Free to see what? Free to see God, free to see creation, free to see a new reality, free to be. Free to be. And if I am free to be who I am, then I will be free to do. And if I'm free to do, I'm free to go anywhere to do it. Anywhere within creation, with anywhere within the dimensions. I will not be limited when I'm free. And then I will be able to fulfill my destiny as a son and heir of creation. And this is what the Father said to me. Live loved, free to know, free to see, free to be, free to do, free to go, and so fulfill your destiny as a son and heir of creation. This is living in true rest, knowing you are loved unconditionally with limitless grace. Son, I am with you, and you will never and will never leave you. Do not fear any opposition. Just keep your heart right and always come with the opposite spirit. Now, when you have a message which carries the restoration of all things and limitless grace, there is a lot of religious opposition. Now, I don't take that personally, but it does get personal. And I must maintain a loving heart, come in the opposite spirit, not in the spirit of attack, but in the spirit of peace. I am about to open doors of opportunity for you, but always seek me for confirmation. And I get lots of invitations to do things, and I really do need to make sure that only doing the things that the Father has for me to do. The shift to limitless grace is coming, so be ready and waiting. Look for the signs that will manifest through favor and blessing from others that I will facilitate. Son, you know that there is so much more to come, but be patient and rest in the process of transformation that you're continually in. Don't try and help God out. Don't try and pressurize him. Don't try and change yourself. Just walk with him and allow him to take you through the process that will bring transformation. But along the way, there are shakings. There are shiftings. And we're in a period of shaking and shifting right now. Son, rest in my love and let me bring good out of every situation that you will face. This is trust in action when you do not try to fix things yourself. True trust is living loved in joy and peace. When you trust God, when you truly trust him, you won't try and do things your own self to fix things. You will put your trust in his provision, his protection, his direction. You won't try and need to follow the designs of the pathway of the wrong tree. Son, rest is synonymous with trust in me. I always want the best for you, and real trust is believing that, even when it does not appear to be true. And sometimes when we look at the things around us, things going on in the world, things going on in our lives, it sort of almost says, well, what's God doing? But real trust is hanging in there and really knowing that he only desires good and our best. The most growth occurs when you learn to overcome by resting in me and not leaning to your own understanding. This is so important when we're going through process of shifting and changing, that we do not try and help God out. The performance trap is sourced in the DIY tree, which is itself the source of all religion. Son, I mandate you to deconstruct old covenant thinking to free our children from this insidious bondage that is fear-based. Now, I've gone through this lots of times. It is so important that you do not have an old covenant mindset, that you're trying to appease an angry God by sacrificing, by trying to be obedient, or trying to please him, because you already are pleasing to him. It's living loved. It's knowing that your love will enable you to love others, not trying to do it to please God. Reveal the true nature of our love and the limitless grace that motivates the new covenant. And we live in a new covenant of limitless grace. Grace that is our divine enabling power within the fabric of creation itself. And by its very definition is limitless and freely available to empower all our children to know their identity and live abundantly. All man-made doctrines and theologies will inevitably be flawed and characterized by limitations and restrictions of our grace and dependent on performance, and all will lead to guilt, shame and condemnation. We will never be good enough trying to do the works to please God, and grace will always be limited by performance orientation or rules or regulations or boundaries or barriers. When you fully operate in unconditional love and limitless grace, there's no need for barriers or boundaries. We don't need someone to tell us what's right or wrong. We know what's right or wrong because actually love is the plumb line that measures what's right and wrong. Only grace that's unlimited, unrestricted, lavish, abundant, overflowing, and totally free from conditions is grace at all. Everything else purporting to be grace is law, and it's so important that we grasp this. We must not be functioning under law, whatever law it is. I'm not talking about principles. I'm talking about the old way of operating in works to earn through performance. Son, you are mandated to expose the fear-based motivations behind every old covenant law and fear-based performance mindsets that keep our children in bondage. Announce true jubilee, freedom from the restrictions of the religious law, and herald grace, greater grace, grace upon grace, manifold grace, to the world, dimensions, and all of creation. Limitless grace is absolutely vital if we're going to see the restoration of all things. So when God says that, he moves me, I get motivated, and I make some declarations. This is what we call legislation. It's making declarations and decrees to bring about the heart of God. Now, there are different ways of doing this, of course, and people have different expressions of this, but this is what I do. I tend to make declarations. So I'm just going to make some declarations, and I want you to just embrace them. Let the sound, let the frequency of these words, which are carrying the heart of God, move and call you. I call for the release of the season of the oracles of the Father's heart to motivate the sons of God to action. Greater grace and grace upon grace. I call for the removal of all limitations and restrictions on grace. I call for limitless grace to be revealed in all its lavish abundance. I call for greater grace to bring forth a new season of intimacy and trust in Father God that will inspire the truth of immortality and restoration to increase, to unveil limitless grace through the reality of unconditional love. Now, you don't just do that once. Once you release legislation like that, it's within you. It's in the frequency of who you are. You are it. You are the declarations you make. And that's why it's so important that we resonate, we vibrate, that we come into alignment and agreement with the heart of God, that we brood in creative, bringing about a unveiling and a revealing, as then those declarations are not just words, idle words. They are who we are, and we carry it and live it. Son, begin to legislate for grace, greater grace, to become grace upon grace and limitless grace from the fullness of manifold grace. Now, this really is encapsulating the importance of grace. As God spoke to me about this, that one statement could take you a lifetime to experience and unveil. Legislate for grace and greater grace. Okay? Have you embraced grace? Have you embraced greater grace? Have you embraced grace upon grace? Have you embraced the fact that this is limitless from the fullness of manifold grace, which is so multicolored and multifaceted abilities, empowerment? A line that houses 12 chancellor's houses with the oracles for the change of seasons, as there will need to be limitless grace to see full restoration. Therefore, we need to align things in the realms of heaven to see those things begin to change the seasons on the earth. All things of creation are the same all things that I have given into the hands of Jesus. They are the same all things that are still safe in my hands as Father. And this is, again, so important. My love will never give up, never fail, ever relent, until all are restored back to original position in relationship. And this is God's desire, for the whole of creation to come back into relationship with him. And that's why I don't limit the whole of creation just to people, but to everything that Jesus created. Son, this is predestined, as this is our will, our desire, and has always been our intention. This is our heart and can no more change than we can cease to be love within I am. Love wins and overcomes because love has won. Love won from before there even was a beginning, before any foundations were even conceived. Son, restoration is inevitable as we are and love is. It is totally secure, but all our children still have a part to play as all are included within it. If we are not restored, then the whole creation is not going to be restored because we're part of creation. And actually, in sonship, we have a role to play in this restoration process. Just as I am, so this is. And you can learn to choose any reality in any circumstance that flows from rest, as there is no limits to grace. Now, when you truly and when we truly know our identity as sonship and we're truly living in that rest of love, joy and peace, unconditional love, then there is no limitation to grace and ability to choose a reality that aligns with the heart of God. Son, your choices are from what is possible to your thinking, but it's time to go beyond again, to see all the possibilities, not just those things that are probable. Sometimes we choose the things that we believe are possible, but when God is calling us, he's looking at us to go beyond what we think is possible from our perspective into what is possible from his perspective. And of course, Jesus said it all. There's nothing impossible with God. Son, the focus is still the same, raising up sons to function at rest as kings and priests in heaven and oracles and legislators on earth. And this is the function of the Engaging God program. It's very much to raise up sons to their identity so they can function in that place of rest as kings and priests in heaven, being seated in heavenly places, operating in the intimate things of God, and then on earth as oracles and legislators to be the convergence of heaven in earth. Love will be the hallmark of my sons, not power, as some presume. See, some people are still looking to the old things. We're going to do mighty miracles. We're going to be this. We're going to do that. We're going to do these great things. And I'm not saying we won't do those things, but actually those are not the hallmark of sons. Love is the hallmark of sons. And if love motivates our power and doing those things, then that's the key. Love is the characteristic and characterizes limitless grace for the next season. Love. Unconditional love is what will be the characteristic for this next season. Manifestations of greater grace, lavish and overflowing, outrageous from religion's perspectives, that will overwhelm every obstacle and hindrance to know the true reality of who we are. My sons, living at rest, will minister grace beyond measure, limitless and abundant to those who are totally undeserving from religion's perspectives. Now, there's a sense where the power and love of God to bring people into freedom, to bring people out of bondage, to bring people out of the fire, to bring people out of their self-imposed bondage on earth is what limitless grace empowers. Now, limitless grace is not the empowerment to carry on doing those things that bondage brings. That is, I think, the misconception. When people were talking about hyper grace, it was like, well, that's just an excuse to sin. If there's no consequences and if it's all just grace, then people will just do what they want. Now, that's a totally wrong understanding. God doesn't empower us to do what we want. He empowers us to do what he wants. And he empowers us through relationship to choose to do what he wants, not to choose anything else. Why would I want to choose anything that's going against an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, sovereign God? Why would I want to? Well, I wouldn't. When I'm caught up in religion and I need to please that God, then I have to get it right. And then I have to do it right. And then I'm in bondage already. That's not rest. Limitless grace is nothing to do with people sinning. It's the power to live abundant lives. Those living at rest who carry the oracles of our heart will serve others and totally redefine what it is to lead and be a chief. And God spoke to me at this when I was engaging around that prophecy of Bob Jones about the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl and all of that. And revival was coming. Well, hey, what's happened in the rest of the year from the beginning of that year. Well, God is raising up chiefs. God is raising up those, but those who function with the oracles of his heart, not just those who function in the old apostolic prophetic orders who want to control things, but those who actually are functioning in reality in peace and rest. Being a chief will be a title only to those who are gentle and humble at heart, who have humbled themselves under our mighty hand, will be given. So if you want to be, humble yourself. If you want to be who you are, then humble yourself and agree with God. Don't fight him. Don't oppose him. Don't say that you aren't when you are. So often we think we're being humble. Well, I'm nobody. I'm not really anything. You are a son of God. You are a mighty warrior of love. Carry that. You have authority. You're seated in the heavenly places. The connection to the governmental positions within the Tree of Life and Metatron's cube in light is another level of revelation. Now, using limitless grace energy to create and choose reality, drawing upon the unified quantum field, is not a common revelation, but will become so with expanded consciousness. So how creation and how we are interacting with the Tree of Life, Metatron's cubes, all of these sacred geometric perspectives of how creation operates, is revelation that's coming, and limitless grace is at the heart of it. How we find that the whole of creation, the quantum lumens, the quantum field, zero point energy, all of that responds to us when we begin to resonate and carry the frequency of God's love. And I will go into that in greater detail in some of the other sessions. Son, the activation of your energy gates and fields by intentionality is the first step to the ability to generate and direct thought energy as frequency. And again, this is something that I've been learning, a lot of people have been learning, how to live from an activated energy balanced between spirit, soul, and body. Son, look deeper into the sacred geometric image. Use this knowledge to increase your thought energy creative ability. And I was looking into the Merkaba, looking into some of these things, and he just encouraged me in this. The unified quantum field can be the connection between your consciousness and creation through the elementals that are connected to the living light energy strings of our grace. Son, engage the elementals through the Merkaba by your consciousness, not by physical location, so you can connect to all dimensional realities to restore hope. Now, in the past, some of my perception, because I was thinking in a limited way, was you had to go somewhere to engage, or you had to be somewhere. But in reality, we, in a sense of quantum entanglement, can be connected to the whole of creation because we were birthed out of that from spirit, who God is spirit. And there's a lot to understand about how to be and how to engage from being rather than having to travel or go. And quantum entanglement is something I believe is going to really open up in the spiritual sense in the future. Son, the Merkaba can be the connection to the dimensions, but also has the ability to broadcast intentional thought energy to the towers you have seen. Now, I've seen towers like the Tower of Babel in other dimensional realities that are receiving negative things from our dimension, but actually we can use them to broadcast positive thoughts of hope, thoughts of restoration. Son, use this ability to send love letters and messages of hope and freedom dimensionally. This is what I mean by you don't necessarily have to go to a place to be able to release frequency that engages a place. Sons of God, legislate for us that there would be rest. We need greater grace, not fear, to bring balance, to ease the groaning. The groaning in creation has been a groaning in the world in this epidemic, pandemic type situation. Don't let fear overwhelm you. Bring peace by living in rest, knowing that you're loved. Because creation is groaning, because people are groaning. When people are in fear, creation responds negatively. Let's make sure we function and keep grace and love at the center of our being. We need the sons of God to arise, take their places, and direct us to bring order and balance to creation. And it's so important that we do this, that we take our places of authority and use the authority we've been given. The cosmos is looking to the earth for the suns to bring the earth back to its rightful place at the center of cosmological affairs. So I asked, what do I need to do? The father replied to my question. Release the message of hope from the rest of love, joy and peace, that the kingdom of God through the government of God's sons will increase, bringing creation peace through limitless grace. So my legislative response to that, again, when God says do something, I need to respond legislatively with authority from a place where I'm seated in the realms of heaven. So here are my things. And again, you may resonate with these things, but here's my response to the situation that we're in to bring about the changes necessary. I call for planetary elementals to hear the sons of God and to work together for the restoration of all things. I call for the rising of the sons of God above fear to be seated in their governmental positions of rest. And it's so important that we're seated there. I call for creation to respond to love, joy, and peace of sonship rest. I call for the oracles of God to arise, to resonate, and release the frequencies of the pentatonic oracles of the Father's heart. I call for the frequencies of passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, and overwhelming love to engage with the elementals to create the hope of restoration, trust that will restore peace to the whole world. It's so important that we see all coming together in union and oneness. I call for grace upon grace to be released, for limitless love, joy, and peace to restore rest, harmony, and balance through sonship. I call to the elementals to respond to the frequency of sonship globally to restore oneness between the suns and creation. I call for the manifold grace of God to be limitless so that perfect love will cast out all fear around climate change issues. And some of the issues that the world is facing are because of our position in sonship and our lack of sonship. So we need to embrace our sonship if we're going to affect creation in a positive way. Sun, the focus is still the same. Raising up suns to function is rest. Now it's so important that we do this. Remember that it's about love. Sometimes God will challenge us to bring a new reality, manifestations of limitless grace, lavish, overflowing, totally outrageous. From religion's perspective, will overcome and overwhelm every obstacle and hindrance to knowing the true reality of who we are. So important. We need to administrate from a different perspective. Remember, grace is not hyper, mega, or ultra. It is limitless, unconditionally free for all of creation. Therefore, we must not look with a worldly mindset to look at who deserves and who doesn't deserve based on performance, works, behavior. Grace is not linked to behavior. Grace is linked to the reality of the power of God to equip people to change their behavior, to become new creations in Christ. Religion has twisted love to be conditional on behavior. That is denominated. But you know, denominated means denominations have their own behavioral conditions. But face-to-face relationship brings true clarity as it deconstructs the false icons and idols that our children are trying to serve out of fear, duty, or obligation. Please, please, please make sure you're not trying to serve God out of duty or obligation. You don't even need to try and serve God. You just need to be a son. Son, a season where limitless grace is poured out until it overflows is being prepared. Legislate for its arrival. So inspired, I began to legislate. I call for the season of limitless grace to begin. I call for the hearts and minds of all God's children to be prepared for the cognitive dissonance they will experience as a result. I call for the messengers and carriers of limitless grace to have their forerunner experiences in preparation. We all need to experience this. I call for greater grace to become grace upon grace so that manifold grace can truly unlimited and unrestricted, lavishly overflowing. I call for limitless grace to be deluged upon those who religion declares the most undeserving. I call for the hearts and minds of God's children, all God's children, be prepared for the cognitive dissonance they will experience. I call for the scandalous, outrageous, limitless grace that will challenge even the most religious mindsets to flow like a mighty river. Son, a storm is coming, a storm of limitless grace and a storm of opposition to that grace. This will be wild, so make sure that you stay in rest in the midst of opposition with a loving, forgiving heart. Only love has the power to overcome, but that love must be true and unconditional to have such power. True love, that is a full representation of who we are, is the only reality that can change and transform an enemy into a friend. Son, we have no enemies, and all things that we created are loved, and that love will eventually win over all, as it will never relent in its pursuit of restoration. The revealing of grace as limitless and abundant and free is going to create ripples throughout the dimensions. Son, be bold and very courageous in the face of opposition from those in bondage to religious fear. People in fear really struggle with people who are free. Son, look into the eyes of your Father. What do you see? Now, I had some encounters that took me deeper, because if you're going to engage limitless grace, unconditional love, you've got to go deeper into the Father. You've got to go beyond what you see on the surface and experience something at a totally different realm. So I looked into the Father's eyes. I see love, fiery, passionate love. Go deeper, the Father said. What do you see? I see burning, all-consuming desire. Go further into the depths of the fire. I felt it, the intense joy that is layered, becoming stronger, almost painful in its intensity. There was layers and layers and deeper and intense layers of joy. Son, come deeper into the fire with us. I felt the depths of compassion that moves and motivates all your actions, Father, even to disciplining those you love so they can be healed and restored to wholeness. God disciplines because he loves. He doesn't punish. Son, it is painful living in each moment with each child when they are living less than who we know them to be. God is transcendent and lives in the eternal now, but God is chosen to live within every quantum moment. And within that moment, he's living, totally identifying with us. Son, come deeper into the flames that burn within us. I felt it, saw it, knew it to be love, overwhelming love. A love so powerfully passionate with burning desire that it can never stop, even when all is restored. Even when everything restored, this is never going to stop. God cannot be anything other than who he is. Love is the fire that will consume all in its way to restore all things to their rightful intended position within love. So all can once again know the true, invincible, unstoppable, unrelenting love. Son, come into perfection. Now, perfection is a realm. Perfection was a place that I've been before when I engaged the dark cloud and engaged the face of the Father. I chose to accept the invitation to come into that dark cloud of perfection. I stepped into the river of fire. Now, this is just one way of engaging this. This is the one I felt led to engage. I stepped into the river of fire, sinking deeper into the fire, surrendering my whole being to the purifier. I felt the fire going through my being, spirit, soul, and body. An intense burning desire comes over me. It came over me. So I moved towards the firestones, but I started at the top and went down, humbling myself under the Father's mighty hand, and still I stood in love. Now, I've never gone down the firestones like that before. I'd always gone from love up, but this time I was standing by the throne of God, and I went down, and every step I took down brought me to a place of agreement with who the Father says I am. The oracles of God began to move around me, but soon started to go in me and through me like seven wheels within wheels, activating my seven energy gates until they were tuned to other frequencies, the frequencies of the Father. I heard the call and I responded by birthing a fiery stone from my innermost being. Now, I believe this is a representation of what we as mankind as sons of God will do. We will birth new levels of revelation. So I ascended each stone until I stood on the 10th stone, and immediately I was shrouded in a darkness that welcomed me in. The deeper I went, the thicker it got, and the more overwhelming it felt, until I was at the matrix of perfection. I stepped in and waited until I felt the desire to enter rise up in me. Because there's an entering, and then there's an entering deeper. I stepped through the matrix into an atmosphere of pure love and light that was so rich that I gasped and breathed it in deeply. It felt like everything was in ultra slow motion, each moment intensified like it was a lifetime. My whole being as light began to pulsate rhythmically, but each beat felt like an age. And I was going through some experiences where living in a quantum moment was expanded, and all time was in that moment, or all the time that I needed was in that moment. Everything was so slow, drawn out, that it was like I was suspended in that moment, experiencing all that there was to savor before the next beat gradually drew my whole being into sync. This was a pulsating, syncing, aligning. Then I felt movement and energy drawing me slowly towards a point of light. That eventually it captivated me with an overwhelming sense of expectancy. It's like I was in this thick, dark cloud, experiencing what I was experiencing, and then this point of light just drew me. The light enveloped me, so I was within it, and it was within me. I was captivated by the light of love's truth, pure energy, pure thought, pure oneness, a realm of pure light. And this, I'm just trying to describe something which is pretty indescribable, really, but this is what I wrote. So I was both within and observing from without, simultaneously seeing, hearing, sensing, knowing, being, just one facet, then another. I mean, just one facet is enough for a lifetime. That's why we need to live in quantum moments. All of that facet can come into that moment. All the lifetimes that it would take to engage that one facet of God's being, that one facet of his limitless love, his unconditional love. And then another and another, until I was drawn out of myself, but somehow still within. It was like a weird experience, this. I looked with all my being at the beautiful exquisiteness of the face of my Father, where all frequencies of light energy were shimmering, gently humming, throbbing, within such an intensity of love's light, it was almost unbearable. I mean, it was so intense, this experience. I fell to my knees, undone, ruined, in total surrender. Then my whole being spaghettified, just went out into all things, and the all things became absorbed into the living light grey strings within my being, those quantum lumens that were within the fabric of our being. I began to feel the oracles, but this time I was the pentatonic scales, each note sounding, vibrating, resounding, resonating love's essence. That moment was like a slowly drawn out, endless age of perfection. It was just how it should be, you know, being in perfection, being in that realm of light. The Father mandated me to legislate limitless grace for the next age season. And I stood with my crystal scepter, which is giving me representation as ambassador before the Council of 70, to make representation on behalf of the Joshua generation and for the restoration of all things. I sought for an increase in those crossing over into the heavenly realms and for the message of restoration to go mainstream, crossing the boundaries of the four streams, that the stream's banks would be broken and convergence would begin to take place. So I'm standing before the 70 and I'm basically just releasing my heart, what I was seeking for. And I got bold and I started to call for things. I call for the truth of restoration to invade each stream. I call for angelic messengers to visit those in each stream who are ready for deconstruction. I call for the lightning bolts of heavenly truth to penetrate the closed minds to prepare them for the truth. I call for the unveiling of restoration to be joined with the revelation of the mystic and the eschatological truth. I call for the grace necessary to remove the veils of darkness covering the minds of those blind to restoration within each dream. I call for the season of grace to come into position, the greater grace to launch this season with limitlessness. I felt bold. And sometimes you just feel bold. It wasn't like I was presumptuous. I just felt bold as I made my case for the release of limitless grace. The council gave their approval and released their verdict that became a ripple through all the heavenly realms and the dimensions of space-time. They gave me the crown, which gives me access to my throne in the heaven of heavens, and I took my place there. This is where I've been seated. I see things from a different perspective there. It's a different realm. This birthing, this stone, meant my throne could be not just in the realms of heaven, but it could be in the realms of heaven and heaven, and I believe that eventually it will come into the realm of perfection and then into the realm of eternity. So it is time to legislate for limitless grace, for the Engaging God program to reach the Joshua generation and become more effective in discipling to sonship. Take your place. Remove the barriers, open the doors to reach those beyond the valley of decision. This isn't just there for people who are looking for more. There are so many who don't even know there is more, but this is going to unveil it to them. Extend your boundary into the religious institutions to open the eyes and hearts to their destinies. Son, your heart has changed and will continue to change as it is motivated by the oracles, so you may be an oracle of limitless grace. So I went to the Court of Kings. Now, sometimes you have to make legislation. You know, legislation is not necessarily something that's already there. So I knew that I had to make a piece of legislation, a law. And I took my place in the Court of Kings where there's a bench, a scroll came. I focused my heart on limitless greater grace. And I felt inspired to produce the law of limitless greater grace. Now, this law, the law of greater grace, and later on I produced another law, and I'll share that in another session, of limitless grace, but there's a progression. Sometimes you need to progress. You can't just jump in at Z or Z when you need to go through A, B, C, D. And so this was a stage of progression. The context of this greater grace law, the increase of grace needed to open those enslaved by religious systems. Permissions of the law. You're authorized to remove the limitations placed on God's grace and mercy by religion. You're authorized to reveal the true reality of God's love, to be expressed through the oracles of the Father's heart. You're authorized to scandalize the lack of true grace within religious systems. You're authorized to expose the works-based old covenant mindsets that religion uses to enslave people. You're authorized to reveal that greater grace is unrestricted and unlimited and limitless in its ability to reveal the love of God. You're authorized to unveil a lavishness of grace that abounds to overcome the lost identity that religion perpetuates. You're authorized to challenge the religious mindsets with the outrageous grace that reflects the oracles of the heart of a holy, loving Father towards his children. You're authorized to reveal examples of limitless grace from the cloud of witnesses. And again, I will share that experience. You're authorized to assign legions of messenger angels to demonstrate limitless grace to the most undeserving in religious eyes. The jurisdiction for this law, the whole of creation. Consequences and awakening in the religious institution, extreme opposition from religious and political spirits. So when you do something, you've got to be prepared that it will stir things and challenge things and shift things. And don't be complacent. Be aware, be ready, be prepared, but make sure you stay in love and operate in the same spirit of love, not the same spirit that's coming against you. So I went through the authorization process, took the law into my heart and synchronized it with the cloak of mystery. That cloak that is around me that enables me to engage in dimensions. Son, if you're not criticized by religion, you've not gone far enough to reveal our true love. So I began to legislate from the throne of mystery within the heaven of heavens, as I could see the absence of grace as pockets of darkness shrouding the minds of the enslaved. So I was looking into the earth realm, into the atmosphere, and I was seeing pockets of darkness, absence of something that showed me that there was legislation I needed to speak into and minister into those situations. So again, I began to administrate this. I call for the light of truth to penetrate the religious institutions to unveil full extent of God's love. I call for the frequencies of sonship through the pentatonic oracles to resonate and destroy arguments and resistance to limitless grace. I call for the cloud of witnesses to reveal stories of the extremes of grace. I engage John Newton to collate limitless grace examples, and I will share those next time. I call for the songwriters of religious systems to be inspired to write limitless grace songs, new generations of enslaved and slavers, just like John Newton wrote songs, Amazing Grace, that today's writers will begin to be inspired by limitless grace stories. I call for angelic legions to go forth to execute limitless grace acts. I then went into the consuming fire of God's loving presence and called for the worst of the worst to come forth, and I preached deep compassion of a loving Father. This motivated me to action to see people set free, those who had already passed and those who were within the fire. I assigned angels to visit the worst towards all areas of society and culture with acts of extreme limitless grace. So let's, as a reminder, grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. As sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal creatively. Let's embrace that. So it's important that we rest in this. And I want to encourage you, we're just going to go into a short activation, just to learn every day to come into that place of unconditional love, resting in it, engaging limitless grace. And we do that by beginning to center our whole being on God, on his name, and come into that place of love, joy, and peace and rest. So I'd encourage you just to close your eyes, and as you're closing your eyes, I just want to encourage you to slow your breathing. Just focus on the name of God, Yod Hey Vav Hey. Breathe in deeply and exhale slowly, Yod. And breathe in, hey, breathe out, vav, and breathe in, hey, and breathe out, slowly, slowly, just slowing down your whole being, focusing on that amazing love of the Father, that you can be still and know that love. So be still. Just be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still, rest in love, joy, and peace. Just hear these words. I am love, I am joy, I am peace. Just invite that love, joy, and peace to flow in to you, to fill your spirit, to create an atmosphere of rest, that you live in love, joy, and peace. Let it flow through your spirit, soul, body. Just love filling you, overflowing. Joy filling you, overflowing. Love, joy, peace. That safe place, just start to think about unconditional love, limitless grace. Just set the desire of your heart upon it and ask the Father to take you into encounters and experiences that will unveil that amazing dimension to his love, to take you into that place where you can know that I am, and I am his love. Where you can know I am that I am, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and I am his love. Love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I've always been, always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. So as you experience and embrace the reality of living in love, joy, and peace, you can live loved, love living, live loving, and rest. Live in the immortality. Rest in it. And just ask the Father to take you deeper and deeper into experiences of unconditional love and limitless grace.